you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Boy, dog days have us in their crosshairs, don't they? Talk about your mixed metaphors. But it's true nonetheless, we are stuck right smack dab in the middle of the hottest time of the year. And you know, it's during this period that a song I used to play on the radio comes to mind a lot. In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry. Remember that? A really popular one-hit wonders back in the 60s. By the way, Google Mungo Jerry and check out what the lead singer looks like. You'll be amused. Mungo Jerry was not the lead singer's name. It was a band's name. They got it from a T.S. Eliot poem. Ray Dorsett is the guy whose picture will pop up when you Google Mungo Jerry. The group was British. They were actually a blues band of some note in England, but they also loved skiffle and jug band music, and that reggae sound that they used to make in the summertime was really a big departure from what they usually sounded like. If you listen really closely, you can even hear an upright bass and a kazoo and a jug, even a washboard as part of the background music. And, of course, then there's the signature lyric of the song, "In the Summertime When the Weather is Fine." Now, I'm sure in Great Britain the weather is fine in the summertime, but here in Houston it can get downright miserable, can't it? Of course, we're used to it, but it never ceases to amaze me how many Yankees are shocked when they encounter their first summer in Texas. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of an encounter I had with a northerner many years ago. My wife Cindy and I took our kids on a vacation to Nashville. Now, there are lots of cool things to see and do in Nashville, but for me, the Grand Ole Opry Building, you know, by that I mean the original Ryman Auditorium, that was the highlight for me. Just to know that we were standing in the same spot where so many truly legendary country music stars had played, that was really awe-inspiring for me. Of course, my children were much more impressed with the amusement park, the one that got its name from the Grand Ole Opry, Opryland. But that's where this story comes from. My daughter Skyler was preschool aged back then, so there were several of the more intense attractions, you know, like roller coasters, that they just simply wouldn't let her ride on. So while my wife and son did one of those things, Skyler and I got an ice cream cone and we sat down on a park bench. It was a partly cloudy summer day, but it was unseasonably cool. It was in the low 80s, so I thought it was very pleasant. As we were sharing the ice cream, a woman walked over, plopped down next to us, gave out a big heavy sigh, and muttered to herself, "This must be hell itself." I smiled and said, "Excuse me?" She apologized for her language, but I assured her my daughter had heard much worse than that from her backsliding Southern Baptist father. She explained that she couldn't believe how hot it was. I had to kind of suppress a laugh, and I said, "Well, you should visit where we live in Houston. This would be a balmy, cool spring day in Texas." She said, "No, thank you. I am miserable enough right now." I couldn't help it. I just had to laugh and said, "You ain't from around here, are you?" She said, "How did you know?" I responded, "Oh, I don't know. Just a wild guess." Of course, she was from Ohio or somewhere up north where 85 is a hot day and some people don't even have air conditioning. You know, if Yankees move down here in the middle of the winter, they got a big surprise waiting for them in July and August. Winter is coming on Game of Thrones, but summer is here in Texas. However, I must admit I have met people from up north who hated shoveling snow so much that the summers didn't seem to faze them at all. As a matter of fact, one night I met a woman in a honky-tonk where Fred Olson and I were appearing as Hudson and Harrigan, and she was from Pennsylvania or some such place, and she said, "Oh, we love it down here. Everybody's so friendly and the weather is great." And I said, "Don't the summers bother you?" She said, "No, not at all. As Jim Bob Jumpback likes to say, you don't have to shovel humidity." But sometimes I feel like we do. Don't you? I mean, sometimes humidity is so heavy in Houston this time of year that I feel like you can almost hold it in your hand. But as I tell my friends up north, of course, that's why we dig holes in our backyards and fill them full of water. I lived in a really, really cold climate for 1 year when I was stationed in the Republic of Korea during my time in the Army. And I'll take hot and humid over it's so cold I can't feel my face every day of the week. But enough of all of that. Let's drag out the old email bag and see what you have to say about the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. First one says, the show on lamb was very informative, but I never could figure out why you didn't ask Fred if he'd had lamb during his trip to Italy. Don't all the Mediterranean countries eat a lot of lamb? Well, the short answer is yes. But the more detailed answer is only in certain parts of Italy. Lamb is really popular in southern Italy, especially in the heel of the Italian boot, if you will. But that makes sense when you look at a map and you realize that portion of Italy is closest to Greece, where lamb is a staple of their diet. Agnellino, or roasted baby lamb, is a favorite for many Italians. But the further north you go, the less you're going to find it. In any case, I should have asked him about that. Sorry for the oversight. Another one. Tell Jess Pryles we love her website. Just in case you missed that show, which, by the way, is always available on our podcasts at theoutdoorcookingshow.com, Jess Pryles is the hardcore carnivore. She's originally from Australia, but she lives in Austin now. And I'll give her your message, and I agree with you. Her website is jam-packed with great content for backyard chefs. So once again, here's her website, jesspryles.com. That's JessPryles.com. Oh, and another thing I forgot to mention in the interview is her new Jess Pryles Signature Edition Smoker. She developed that with Pitts and Spitz right here in Houston. She customized the design with a firebox that's literally twice the size of most cookers, and that gives you better control over the temperature of the unit. And the grill box on top is also bigger, so it can accommodate larger pieces of meat, like prime rib, for instance. They come in 36-inch and 48-inch chamber sizes, and you can learn more about it on her website, which once again is jesspryles.com. Now, today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to discuss seafood, among a lot of other things, as always. The nice folks at Boyd's One Stop are our brand sponsor on the show, and we'll revisit the subject of how to cook fish in the backyard regularly. Seafood is a very popular entree in my family, and just this past week I fired up the grill to cook one of my personal favorite cuts, tuna steaks. I adhere to the old KISS formula. I keep it simple because I'm stupid. Oh, I guess I'm not really stupid. I'm just not very sophisticated, especially when it comes to grilling outdoors. You know, the more I do this show, the more I realize how very little I actually know about outdoor cooking. There are so many of you out there who are so much better educated on this subject than I am. And I find that my recipes are always very rudimentary compared to other backyard chefs I've met. A lot of you make your own seasoning mixtures and meat rubs, but I just fall back on something I can find in the store. Or something like the Allspaz rub that I've talked about before. I get it from Rick Allspa at Allspaz Ace Hardware in Kingwood. But every day on this show is a learning experience for me. All that having been said, I suppose I should share my own technique. Simplistic though it may be, I just squeeze the juice out of one large lemon into a measuring cup, and then I pour in an equal amount of extra virgin olive oil. Then I brush it on the tuna steaks on a platter. Now, here's a hint that I learned the hard way. Lather up both sides of the tuna steak before you put them on the grill. If you wait and put the oil on the second side of the tuna steak while they're actually on the grill, some of that will inevitably drip down into the fire and cause it to flare up. So lather them up and add the salt and pepper to taste. For rare, go 3.5 minutes per side. medium rare 4 minutes, medium 4.5 minutes, medium well 5 minutes, and if you want them well done, why are you eating tuna steaks? I mean, why kill the tuna twice? But that's just tuna steaks. We'll talk about all kinds of seafood, because it's the summertime and weather is fine. Okay, it's still hot, but at least we can eat well, right?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
excited to welcome Chef Jimmy Graves to the show. How you doing, Jimmy?
Man, I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. There's quite an extensive and interesting story behind how you got into the food preparation business. So fill us in and start with how you learned to cook at a young age.
You know, I think back, one of my biggest inspirations on cooking was my mother. She was a single parent. She had three kids at home, and she had to work. So one of the things that the kids needed to learn was how to take care of ourselves and help with chores, and I started cooking. You know, I'd cook at home, you know, obviously making my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And just from there, I started experiencing different ways of presenting dishes to my sister. You know, she's a big influence in my life as well. I mean, that's probably my first introduction to cooking.
And at 15, you started washing dishes to earn extra money at a restaurant in Alvin. What was the name of that restaurant?
That restaurant, that's funny because it was a place called Two Flags Cafe.
Oh, I remember that.
And Jeremy and his brother, I forget his brother's name, owned it. It was a seafood house and American buffet as well. And that was my first introduction to the restaurant business. And we had one of the chefs didn't show up, and they kind of threw me in the fire and made me start cooking the buffet. The owners were Asian and I was American, so they said, you've got to know how to cook this food. That was my first introduction to cooking for the public, was at Two Flags Cafe, being thrown into it.
And then somewhere along the way, you got into the catering business. Give us the details of how that occurred.
Well, with the catering, you know, over the years of cooking in restaurants in Chicago, you know, before I started actually managing and running restaurants, there's always work at catering companies. So I would go and I would, you know, I'd farm myself out to different catering companies to make a little extra money. And then just from there, I decided to open my own catering company. You know, it made more sense to me to work for myself as opposed to work for somebody else.
So you had worked in some restaurants before you started the catering company. Which ones?
Oh, man, there's been several, but some of the bigger ones in Chicago I worked at were Twisted Lizard, Sam and Joe's. I've also done some work for a place called Oak Street Bistro. I ran a Northern Italian restaurant called Ufa, and so many more over the years.
And you also used your knowledge as a caterer to develop a secondary career as a catering instructor. Tell us about the classes you taught in Chicago.
Well, in Chicago, I worked for a small school. It was a private school that was called Saucy Savory. And what we did is we taught housewives and different other people how to cook. And we'd have a class of 20 people. The chef instructors would walk through everything that they're cooking. You'd get your recipes that we were doing, of course. We'd have them all written out for each member. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. We did mimosa classes. We've done Bloody Mary classes. We've done omelet classes there. You know, just all kinds of different things. And it was always focused on food items that normally you wouldn't see, you know, like just like a housewife cook at home.
From reading your bio, it's obvious that your faith plays a big role in your career, Jimmy. And we're not at all afraid to talk about spiritual matters here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So tell us about your faith and how it's impacted your culinary career.
Wow. You know, for many, many years, I had run from God, and I didn't realize I was running, but I was. And about 7 years ago, I'd woken up one morning, and I was just tired of being who I was. And, you know, throughout the years, I've known God, I've spoke with God, I've yelled at God. And finally, I remembered that he had said to cast all my troubles on him. And the morning I woke up, I had so many troubles, I finally said, you know what? You've been asking for them, you can have them all. And I think it was more of a dare, because I'm thinking, he ain't going to take all of this mess.
Of course he will.
And, you know, I've been walking with God for the last 7 years. I do ministry work. I'm a member of the Fellowship Church in Texas City. God has just blessed me in so many ways. He's brought me a wife, a nice home. You know, things that would have never been possible for the way I was living unless I turned my life over to him.
And Jimmy doesn't just talk about his faith. He actually lives it out. He's now started a mission, which is designed to give back to the community by offering cooking classes for kids. What's that all about, Jimmy?
when we talked about saucy savory earlier, one of the things about the cooking class, I'd stopped cooking for many years, and when I gave my life over to Christ, I could hear and God speak to me, and he told me I was going to start cooking with kids and helping out in the neighborhood. Kind of amazed me, because that was the last thing on my mind was cooking again. But when I started to think I was going to bring it to my church, God told me to wait, that he would show me where it was going to go. And about a month later, I was sitting at a Sixth Street business meeting in Texas City for the small businesses, and a lady walked in, and God said, that's who you're bringing your ministry to. Now, this was somebody I'd never met, and I, you know, in my mind thought, I don't even know who she is, God. How can I bring it to her? And I even said in my mind, God, I don't even know if she's a pastor. She turned around. She had the collar on. So I knew God was pointing me in the right direction. The hard part was walking up to her and telling her God's been talking to me and told me I'm bringing a cooking class to her church.
But Jimmy is not only a chef. He also owns a newspaper. It's called the Texas City Lamarck Entertainer. It's really more of an entertainment guide for the two cities, Texas City and Lamarck. Tell us about it, Jimmy.
The Texas City Lamarck Entertainer is a monthly publication. We're in over 100 locations. We're celebrating our 11th month coming up in August. So we've only had 11 issues. My wife and I started it, and I have a partner by the name of James Martin and his wife, Christina. We always have a pastor or somebody that's working in ministry do an article. So we keep the faith in the paper. But the beautiful part is the paper embodies all that's good in Texas City and Lamarck. It's all writings from local, and I call them celebrities because that's what they are. They're local celebrities.
Well, we're really impressed with you and the manner in which you live out your faith, but we don't want time to get away from us here. This week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is about fish, so let's start with shrimp. Give us a good grilled shrimp recipe.
Oh, man, shrimp is probably one of my favorite foods ever. Well, next to bacon.
Why not combine the two?
Well, that's what I love to do. But, you know, everybody does the shrimp bacon wraps with the cheese. For the summertime, what I like to do is I take the medium shrimp, of course, butterfly them, and I like to layer them with either mango or pineapple.
Wow.
And then wrap that with bacon.
Mmm.
Well, it just gives it a whole summer feeling. I mean, if you get that grilled pineapple flavor with the shrimp, and of course the bacon, it's heaven in your mouth.
Catfish fries are very popular this time of year. What's your favorite fried catfish recipe, Jimmy?
Well, I do smaller portions. I like more of the bites when I fry them. One is because they're just so much easier to eat. And what I do is I do a beer batter with them. You know, where you take, I would say maybe it's a cup of beer. The alcohol is going to cook out on it. And then taking it with flour, I add fresh garlic, and I add a real easy seasoning to use is that Slap Your Mama.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I bring the grease needs to be at 350 degrees, and you're going to pop it in for about 4 to 5 minutes until crispy.
And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't remind everyone to drop by Boyd's One Stop on your way out to the Texas City Dike, because Boyd's has everything you need to make your fishing trip a total success, and they're right on the way. They're right there at the base of the Texas City Dike. I understand you do business with them, right, Jimmy?
Oh, man. Jason and Dave Fremont out there are just incredible people. Anytime I go there, the whole staff is always happy, very pleasant, and I love to deal with them because they're great people, and the seafood is fresh. And I'll let you know, sometimes when I'm not in the mood to cook, I go right next door, and they have their Cajun Express where they cook for me.
This has been Chef Jimmy Graves. How can people get a copy of the newspaper, Jimmy?
Well, you can pick them up at Boyd's. You can pick them up at Food King, Kroger. City Halls in Lamarck and Texas City have them. And they're just scattered around in 100 different locations. The phone number is 409-916-2970. Call me up and I'll make sure you get a copy.
And what's your website?
The website is Texas City Lamarck Entertainer .weebly.com. And then, of course, you can find us on Facebook under Texas City Lamarck Entertainer.
Good luck with your ministry, Jimmy, and let's talk again real soon, okay?
Hey, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Well, this should be a very compelling segment. Say hello to Chef Travis Lenig. He's the co-owner and executive chef at Field and Tides in the Heights. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Randy?
Doing very well. Field and Tides is an interesting concept restaurant, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. Let's start out by having you tell us where you were born, where you were reared, where you went to school, all that kind of thing.
So I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. I'm a local boy. I grew up in the Memorial area, went to school at Memorial, then I graduated from there, and I went to Art Institute of Houston for culinary school You know, I'd been working in restaurants for a while and didn't know really what I wanted to do. And when I was working for my buddy Dominic Mandola over at Raging Cajun, he suggested that, you know, maybe you should try culinary school. He's like, you're pretty good at this. So been doing it ever since.
Did you know Frank?
I did know Frank Messina, yes.
what a character.
all those Cajun guys are characters. It's unreal.
Yeah, I love Frank. I'd like to ask our professional chefs, who inspired them to a career in cooking? And I'm always amazed at the answers I get. So who was your mentor in the kitchen?
The person that inspired me to be a chef was my mother. She owned a catering company, and I used to help her out a little bit. And then I kind of got my drive from my father. So those are my two mentors.
So where was your first gig? Walk us through your career journey.
My first gig was at Raging Cajun. Dom was a lot of fun to work with, and crawfish season was a lot of fun. I mean, I worked for them for like 4 or 5 years. Going from there, I went to work for Rainbow Lodge. Worked there for a couple of years, then went to Massa's Seafood, and then moved to work for Philippe Schmidt at Bistro Moderne. And then I moved to Utah for 3 years to be the executive sous chef for a resort and spa called Sorrel River Ranch. And I was there for 3 years. And then moving back, I came to work for Charles Clark as his executive sous chef at Ibiza. And then went to work for Claire Smith at Shade in the Heights. And then came Liberty Kitchen. Liberty Kitchen was opening. I was living across the street in the Heights from the original Liberty Kitchen at Studemont and 11th. And, you know, when it came time, I just wanted to do my own thing, and now I'm at Field and Tides.
What's the significance of the name Field and Tides?
You know, it's a play on surf and turf.
But it also has to do with the concept of field to table and locally sourced ingredients.
Yeah.
Where do you get some of these locally sourced ingredients?
Some of our produce is coming from my family farm, my wife's family farm. It's called Huckleberry Farms, and it's in Round Top, Texas. And they have a huge garden out there, my in-laws do. And during the seasons, they, you know, they grow tomatoes, they grow all herbs, they grow lettuce, they grow cabbage, you know, root vegetables. We get anything they pull from the ground, they really bring to us. And those go on our plate. So our house salad, for instance, is everything that's been sourced through them. And then we get tomatoes from them. We do a tomato salad that we had on our menu, or not our menu, but it was a special. It was an off the menu item that we had for probably a good 2 months. And then my in-laws went to France recently for 14 days, so I haven't had anything from them in a little bit. So we've just been getting it from local purveyors. Our beef is coming from Friedman, and our venison comes from Broken Arrow. We're just trying to look for the best product that we can. Seafood, we're getting through certain purveyors, but we're getting our fish in whole. We're getting that. We're breaking them down. We're making sure everything is the freshest that it can be.
The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about sharing techniques with our backyard chefs so they can try new things at home. And today's show is focused on seafood. The Tides in Field and Tides obviously refers to seafood. So let's start with one of my personal favorites, tuna. Why don't you give us a unique way to flame broil tuna?
We do a Szechuan peppercorn crust on ours. Tuna has just got great fatty, meaty flavor. Szechuan peppercorn, though, it gives it this zing in it, and it creates this flavor that is just, you don't really get all the time, and it's hard to produce. It's this numbing feeling that the peppercorns give you that I think that is just a part of food, like the interesting part of food, like it makes food fun. Like you're eating something, but you're getting these sensations that make you want more, and you're like, what is that? And I think that's just a simple way that doesn't take away from the fish but adds a sensation to the actual meal.
And an entree that sounds wonderful that's on your menu is the 6-ounce halibut fillet. Give us the details on how you make that dish.
So we do a little salt and pepper, and we also add, there's our secret ingredient. It's Tony's seasoning. And let me tell you, it is, but it's great. It's something that is simple that people know. So it's seasoned with salt, pepper, Tony's. It's seared in clarified butter and then roasted off in the oven. And then we serve it with herbed quinoa, jumbo lump crab meat, a citrus salad that has rainbow radish and arugula and shaved fennel, and then it's got a lemon butter sauce that goes over the top. So it's a semi-healthy dish as well. You know, minus the butter, but you need a little bit of fat in your life. You know, I believe that butter is a key.
And a large portion of our audience considers themselves carnivores, and we don't want to ignore them. So tell us how you prepare your double-cut pork chops.
This dish reminds me of times I would go to, out the U of my dad, we would go to Houston's, and the double-cut pork chop used to not be on the menu. It was a thing you'd have to ask for. So it brings back that. So what we do is we take our double cup pork chop, which is about a 16-ounce cut, bone in. It hasn't been French, so the meat goes all the way up the bone. I personally like that because I believe there's a lot of flavor in that meat. I don't want people to not have that. So what we do is we season it, salt, pepper, a little bit of Tony's, and then it goes into a vacuum-sealed bag, and we sous vide that. Sous vide just means it's cooked in a water bath, and it's cooked at a constant temperature. So what we can do with that is that we can cook it at a regulated temperature, and typically a double-cut pork chop takes, if I were to start it from beginning to end without doing the sous vide process, it would take roughly 25 to 30 minutes. And in the restaurant scene, people just aren't willing to wait that long. I believe that this creates a lot more flavor. So once it's sous vide and we take it out, we pan sear it, we serve it with Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John is an old Southern dish that has Sea Island peas and Carolina gold rice.
Wow.
And this is as Southern as it gets. I mean, it's just delicious. And then we top it off with a whole grain mustard sauce. Our mustard demi-glaze.
Field & Tides also features a very creative full-service bar. So talk about that for a few minutes.
So Monique Hernandez, who used to work with me at Liberty Kitchen, when she was leaving there, I knew that I had to have her. She was the backbone of that bar over there at River Oaks. And when she wanted to leave there, I knew that I had to have her. She's been a good friend of mine. She really does a great job behind the bars. And one of my favorite cocktails that she makes is the Angry Gunsel. And I used to drink it quite a bit. I've slowed down a little bit now. But it is basically, it's her version of a spicy margarita. What she does is she takes tequila and she infuses it with cucumbers, habaneros, jalapenos, Fresno chilies. And she adds fresh lime juice, she adds agave, and she rims the glass with chili pepper sugar. I mean, it's just delicious. It's really, really refreshing. And then at the end, you get this little bit of kick from all the peppers. So it's one of my favorite drinks that she does.
We've been talking to Travis Lenig. He's the co-owner and the executive chef at Field & Tides, located at 705 East 11th Street in the Heights. What's your website, Travis?
Fieldandtides.com.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Travis, and save us some of that red-eye gravy, will you?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In one three-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only cost $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious True Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
This show simply would not be complete without a visit from my dearest friend in the radio business and my partner on the Hudson and Harrigan Show for 30 years, Fred Olson. How you doing, brother?
Hey, is it football yet?
Well, no, but the Astros are doing pretty good.
Oh, they are. And well, how's the food business?
Well, everything's good. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I haven't, but I'm going to have some sausage and bread. I do kind of a roll-up before I head to the gym.
Well, I usually eat even lighter than that. I eat fruit most of the time. But enough about our personal fitness regimens. Let's talk about something really important, like Game of Thrones. You mentioned off the air last week how excited you were about Game of Thrones coming back. So what's your take on Danny and Johnny?
Oh, well, first of all, I want to say that the person that got me hooked on it was you. Remember, we were doing something in the studio, and you said, take home the first three seasons and watch them.
Yep.
Well, we binged for like 3 days. And then we had to buy the next, you know, three seasons.
Right.
And, I mean, the sets they have, the money they've spent producing this thing.
Right, yep.
And are you telling me, is this the last season, or is there one more after this?
No, there's one more season after this, but we literally only have like 10 or 11 episodes left. So I ask, what do you think of Danny and Johnny?
Well, that's so funny, because just before that happened, I looked at Beverly, I said, Jon Snow is going to come south, and they're going to hook up.
Yep.
And the next scene was, that's what was going to happen.
Yep. Danny and Johnny sounds like a Bobby Sox couple from the 50s, doesn't it? Danny and Johnny were lovers.
Well, look at it this way. She's fire and he's ice. So
that's right. Come on. But she's actually his aunt.
Yeah.
Of course, that hasn't stopped Cersei and Sir Jaime, has it? Actually, did you know that George R. R. Martin based a lot of Game of Thrones on the War of the Roses?
No.
Yes, and the different families in Game of Thrones are parallels to the Tudors and the Windsors and all those royal families that date back to medieval times. You know, Baratheons, Targaryens, Houstonians, well, maybe not Houstonians, and then there's the White Walkers and Grey Wolves and Hounds and Dragons. It's got a little bit of everything but collusion with the Russians, doesn't it?
But I'm sure we can find some.
Speaking of that, what do you think of this Russian collusion story?
I don't. You know what I found is the best thing to do in the midst of all this crazy, stupid witch hunt crap? I don't pay attention to that. If you really want to pay attention to what's going on in the world, watch the Business Channel. Because it is all about money. So I tend to kind of follow the money and watch what's going here, what's going there. Price of oil, the banking system in Europe, what's going on in Italy, what's going on in France, what's happening to pigs, which is in like Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, because that everything kind of hinges on that, because the Germans have all the money over there.
The Germans and the Chinese, they own us, don't they?
Well, I don't know. Their economy is shaky, pretty shaky in China. Right, and you know, America is so on the verge of returning to greatness. If we could just get over this, who needs credit for stuff, you know? Get past the fact that, oh, I want credit for whatever happens. Regardless, either party, doesn't matter. We, at this point, with shale oil, we could be self-sufficient in that respect. With innovation and with the brain power of America, we're really doing pretty well compared to the rest of the world. We could just own it again, really.
Well, I think if Russia had really wanted to influence the election, they should have done it the traditional way. You know, they should have donated to the Clinton Foundation like everybody else.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many rubles to a dollar anymore. I just don't remember.
Look, I think Trump makes some boneheaded moves every now and then, but at least Vladimir Putin isn't interested in his emails.
I'll tell you, people come down on Trump a lot, but and I get it, because he just can't shut up. And it's that I need credit for everything kind of thing that a lot of politicians and businessmen have. But you look at, I was looking at what Caterpillar was doing the other day, just in their profits are up 46%. And if Caterpillar is selling stuff, that means people are building things, not just here, but around the world.
Yep.
Regulations are kind of falling away. People are going, but the press will not discuss that. They won't talk about the fact that Pennsylvania coal miners are going back to work.
Right.
That we're becoming more energy efficient. That doesn't seem to matter. It's all about this witch hunt crap. And you and I learned something on our way out the last couple of years of being in the radio business when they sat us down and said, you guys are no longer in the radio business. You're in the content business.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I went, uh-oh. And same with the big three. It's no longer news. It's content.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with fact. It's a show. It's a promo. And I will tell you this, if people really wanted to make the big three rethink everything they do, because it isn't just their news that's biased, it's all the way to the top, all of their programming. You know, they make a lot of money on, you know, because we'll go, oh, I don't like their news, but I'll watch all these cop shows.
Mm-hmm.
If you stopped watching the network, not only stopped watching, but you sent them a letter, and all their advertisers a letter saying, I'm going to take a six-month sabbatical from those networks and watch Netflix, whatever the heck else, you would send a ripple through the media that would just keep going and going. That's all that matters to them is content and cash, let's face it.
Okay, the foodies are starting to protest outside the studio.
You got me going, man.
Well, that always was my job. But anyway, they want us to talk about seafood, and I know you have a pond out there at Rattlesnake Ranch. Do you stock it with fish?
Actually, we do have some catfish. I haven't pulled one out of there in some time because they got so big, one of them would feed four adults.
Wow.
Yeah. When my brother-in-law, rest his soul, was still alive, he pulled one out one day and hooked it up to the tree, skinned it, and we got such huge fillets off that thing.
Well, let me ask you, do you have a deep-fat fryer?
No, we don't do a lot of deep-fat fry stuff.
Ah, you use that iron skillet again.
Yeah. Always the iron skillet, man.
So you guys do have catfish fries, you just use the iron skillet, right?
when we do it. But, you know, I kind of find it's easier. You can buy catfish fillets so cheap now. You really can. You can buy bags of them for, like, nothing. And, you know, blacken them or make fish tacos, anything you want with the doggone thing.
Well, we had a guy on earlier in the show. His name is Chef Jimmy Graves, and he fillets all of his catfish into bite-sized chunks, and then he fries them in big bunches, and they're like poppers, you know?
Oh, that sounds good.
He also has a great bacon-wrapped shrimp recipe that he talked about. He wraps the bacon around the shrimp and then grills it, but he adds some pineapple or mango to give it a little citrus taste. Doesn't that sound good?
It does. Bev ran into a recipe. I was kind of looking for it before you called today. It's called Big Easy Shrimp.
Uh-huh.
You might want to look it up online. I cannot remember the cookbook. She's at the gym right now, but it involves a little bit of cream, but you take the shells off the shrimp and you kind of cook them down into kind of their own kind of roux, and you'll add that back into the shrimp as they cook really slowly in this kind of this cream and onion, and oh man, is that stuff good. Look it up. It's called Big Easy Shrimp, or just use your imagination and come up with something that involves hot sauce.
Well, I remember my father-in-law used to fry catfish down at the fishing camp, and of course, he would actually catch them out of Lake Toledo Bend, and then he had a sink kind of wedged between two trees right down by the water line, I believe it was.
I remember it.
But he'd throw the catfish in with the French fries and the hush puppies all in the same big, huge, deep-fat fryer. I'd never seen that before, and it probably breaks about, 75 different health department rules, but it does sound like a good idea, doesn't it?
Ooh, it does. What was that little seafood restaurant kind of shaped like the boat? Bev would go in there, she'd get the whole fried catfish.
Captain Benny's?
Yeah, that was one of them. That was one of the first places we ever had lunch together.
Well, so when you guys go out for seafood, what do you like to order?
Good question. We have a great restaurant in Schulenburg, and they get a lot of fresh fish that comes in from the coast off I-10, which means they're getting it pretty fresh out of California. And they will have, like, wahoo, they'll have mahi-mahi, things like that. So that's kind of what I'll get. Or we'll run into Katie to a seafood place, and, man, I'll get gumbo and crab cakes, baby. That's what I love.
Of course, Fred and Bev live out so far in the country that the nearest seafood restaurant is about the same distance as the nearest mountain range. So you guys don't really go to restaurants very often, do you?
Well, actually, we're going tomorrow night.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I will probably get crab cakes.
And the nearest sushi restaurant is actually in Japan itself.
Osaka, to be exact. I don't know.
Well, my wife loves salmon, and that's her go-to, but I like tuna steaks. But, of course, she won't eat them as rare as I like to cook them. But otherwise, to me, they kind of dry out, you know?
Yeah, tuna is kind of a tough one. You cook it cold at first, and it'll keep the center a little less done.
Well, I'll tell you what, keep on chunking and winding that fishing pole, old buddy. And say hello to Mr. Putin the next time you see him on Facebook, okay?
Yes, of course, my friend. I will say hello to Vladimir for you.
Love to Bev. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
And best to Cindy, too. And why in the world am I talking like this?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.